right now I'm calling because I'm actually on my way to get abortion pills at a clinic, and I truthfully don't know what to do. Planned Parenthood, for instance, they say it's just cells dividing, you know, but I can't help but feel like it is a life. I don't want to look back and regret it.
The best of the week on Relevant Radio.
Let's go to Alicia. I hope I'm saying it correctly, in Chicago. Good morning, Alicia.
Good morning. I was looking for a sign today. I was randomly, this radio station came on and I just started listening to it. I was actually listening to it when it was NPR. And right now I'm calling because I'm actually on my way to get abortion pills at a clinic. And I truthfully don't know what to do. I've just been so nervous and sick, and I have two kids at home, and I just don't want to make life any worse on them or more hard on myself or my husband, and I just don't know what to do. I was sort of raised in the Catholic faith, but not very...
Not strongly?
Right, and both of my parents have passed away, one from cancer and one from suicide. So I don't really have a support system there. I'm in my last year of school at university, and I just feel like now is really probably one of the worst times that this could happen at, and I just don't know what to do.
Okay. The first thing I'd like to say, Alicia, is that I'm so glad that you took a moment to call. I mean, to press pause and maybe get a second opinion, think it through a little bit more. That's a good thing. I'm really glad you did that, first of all. Now, you have two kids at home. How old are those kids?
I have a two-year-old and a seven-year-old.
Okay. So you are busy. You got your hands full, no doubt about that. But isn't it interesting when, as busy as you were, and I mean, I have 11 children, so I remember when I was a young dad, how busy we were. Lots of kids. We didn't have 11 kids all at once, but we had a lot of kids. But one thing that really struck me, and I wonder if you had the same experience, was that as busy and as focused as we were on the first child, our son, when the second child came along, it didn't change anything. It just made it better. We were about as busy as we had been before. And we had another little beautiful baby to love and get to know. And what I experienced, Alicia, was that it's not like you're dividing, let's say you've got a pie and you're now cutting it in half. It's like it multiplies. Your time multiplies, your love multiplies. And I wonder if you went through anything like that between your first and second baby. Did you feel like with the second baby that you were like digging a hole for yourself, or did you love that baby just as much as the first one?
I did feel that way. It's just, I noticed a lot about how it changed my oldest quality of life, how, you know, then he was being told he had to be quiet more, and we weren't able to do as many things with him because he, you know, we had the baby to care for, and, you know, I just saw how much it changed that for him, and I'm really worried about what that will do for my oldest and my youngest about just their quality of life and their ability to not only have the things that, you know, they want or need, but also their ability to be able to do the things that they want to do and me having that time for them.
Mm-hmm. I understand that sentiment. My experience is that love multiplies. It doesn't divide. It's not parceled out in smaller and smaller groups or smaller and smaller pieces. But I can't help but think about, in this decision that you're making right now, that in order for those things to happen, somebody has to die. I mean,
I know, and that's like the hard thing, is that every bit is so, like, opinionated. Like Planned Parenthood, for instance, they say it's just cells dividing, and that, you know, I'm really early, I'm only 5 weeks, and they say that, you know, it's just the beginning. And, you know, but I can't help but feel like it is a life, or that, you know, like it isn't just like a pregnancy, as they say, you know. And
mm-hmm. Planned Parenthood, of course, is in the business of making money by doing abortions. So naturally, they're going to say anything they can to keep that money going. And that claim that they make is not true. I mean, we're all a clump of cells. You and I are both a clump of cells. We just look different now than we did when we were that age. Like you right. look different now than you were when you were 5 years old. You look different now than you were when you were a newborn baby, but it's still you. So that life in you is a human being. It's a son or daughter, somebody whom God created. God creates the soul when the parents unite. But to come back to that thought for a minute, have you spent time maybe in prayer and thinking about, is it really the right thing to do to kill an innocent person, which is, you know, what abortion does, in order for my other children to have more toys or something else like that? Have you really weighed that decision in your mind?
I have, and I have read a lot, and I've prayed a lot, and I kept just asking God for a sign, for something.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the other half of it is that, like, Jesus died for all of our sins. We're all forgiven, you know, but I just, this is just the hardest decision I've ever been faced with, you know, and I don't want to make life any harder on my kids or take away from their quality of life by adding this to their place and my own.
I understand what you're saying. I don't agree with it, but I come back to that question. When you say that, just think about what you're saying, that somebody will have to die in order for what you think might happen, which may or may not happen. Your children's quality of life may very well be just fine. But why should somebody have to die in order for that to happen?
That's true.
You know, here's another thing I was wondering when you called me, and I'm really glad you did call. I really am. And we have a lot of people praying for you right now, Alicia. Lots of people listening right now are maybe even on their knees praying for you. But think of it this way. You asked for a sign. I don't think you would be calling if you didn't deep down inside realize there's something really wrong with having an abortion. And that's your conscience speaking to you. And that's true. There's something really terribly wrong with the option of killing somebody for really any reason at all. But I think that's a sign of hope in the middle of this situation that you're in. And that is that the voice of God is speaking to you through your conscience, saying, don't do this. And even if there are difficulties ahead, and I can understand why you're saying that, you're in school, you already have two little ones, I understand. But nothing would be so terrible that we could say, well, let's kill this little one so that we can avoid a difficult time. I'd rather go through a difficult time than to kill one of my own children. A million times over.
Right.
And how will you feel later when your son or daughter asks you, Mommy, did you ever have an abortion? And you'd have to say, well, yeah. How will your kids feel about knowing that their mom, whom they love, who loves them, actually killed one of their siblings? That would be painful, absolutely. Don't you think? Painful for them, painful for you.
That is really true.
God will give you, I'm convinced of this, God will give you everything you need. What did Jesus say? He said, put first the kingdom of heaven, and everything else will be added unto you. And the way I interpret that is, do the right thing. Always put Jesus first. Always put the truth first. And everything else will fall into place, one way or the other. But if you or I do something that's wrong or evil, then nothing will fall into place. Everything will be disordered from that point forward. And that's true. I mean, I'm sure you've seen that in your own life. When you set your priorities the right way and you do what's important, things just tend to work out well. And imagine yourself a year from now, 2 years from now, looking into that face of the little baby boy or girl that you're carrying inside you right now and just trying to imagine what would it be like without you. And you'll never have to wonder about that because you'll have that baby if you make that decision to give life to your child. Imagine when he or she is graduating from high school or getting married and you're looking with so much love at that son or daughter of yours and thinking of all the love and all the happiness and all the relationships and everything else that God has planned for you and for your child, your unborn child. All of that would go away if you were to go through with this. I hope you won't. I really hope you won't.
I don't think I will. Thank you. I like I said, I was looking for a sign, and I don't know. I was just listening to this NPR radio, and then you came on, and I wasn't expecting that at all, to be honest, because it sounded like the radio had very liberal views to begin with. And I guess I wasn't expecting to find you today. I'd never heard of your radio show or anything before.
I'm really glad you did. I'm really glad that God had our paths crossed this way. I mean, I just want to encourage you to keep pressing pause. Don't go through with this.
Right.
For your sake, I would feel so bad if you were to do this and you'd look back later with regret, pain.
I don't want to look back and regret it. And it's just I've been having so much anxiety about what life would be like with this child. I mean, we've gone back and forth so many times, like to the point where Monday we drove there and then we decided not to and then drove back. And it's not like a short drive. It was 5 hours, you know. And I don't know. I woke up this morning just feeling so anxious and so anxiety ridden about everything. But I guess in those moments, I, you know, didn't think to just pray that everything would work out and that everything would be fine. And that's really all we can do. You know, I always remember this quote from when I was little, like faith, like a mustard seed. Like if you had faith the size of a mustard seed, that things would be okay.
Absolutely correct. I couldn't agree more. And Jesus says, you know, why worry about tomorrow? You know, in the Gospels, he says, look at the sparrows. They fly around and God makes sure that they have food to eat. Or the lilies of the field and how they're so beautiful, but they don't spin, they don't make clothes for themselves, they just have their own natural beauty. And he says, these things God takes care of, but how much more important are you than sparrows? You're far more important, and God loves you, and he wants you to be happy. And look, he's blessed you with new life. Even though it's a difficult situation, there's a blessing here in the middle of all of this. And an abortion would be to just flush that blessing down the toilet.
Right.
You know, there's a women's center in your general area. It's in Aurora. I don't know how close you are to Aurora. It's a bit west of the city. But I can give you their phone number if you have a pen handy. They can give you some counsel.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So it's called Waterleaf, like water and leaf, L-E-A-F, okay. Women's Center, and it's 630-701-6270. Right. I'll repeat it. 630-701-6270.
Okay.
You know, they're prepared to give you advice and good counsel. And, you know, another thing I would recommend while I'm thinking about it is that maybe it's a little too soon right now at 5 weeks, but in a few more weeks, several more weeks, you can go in and see what your baby looks like with an ultrasound. And many of these centers have a 3D ultrasound where you can see three-dimensional. It's really amazing. And you'll see that little son or daughter of yours. Wouldn't that be amazing?
Right. Yes. No. Thank you so much. I really needed this. Thank you.
You're welcome. I promise you, Alicia, I will pray for you starting right now, and I won't stop. And I'm going to ask everybody listening right now to do the same thing. Pray.
Thank you so much. I really needed this today. You really changed my heart and changed my mind and gave me what I needed to hear.
Thanks be to God.
You really did.
Thank you.
No.
If you are so inclined, Alicia, and you want to get back in touch down the road, maybe even send me a picture of your beautiful baby boy or girl when the time comes, I would be so grateful.
No, absolutely. I'll definitely do that. I'll find your email and do that.
You got it. Well, if you stay on the line, young Thomas will pick up and he'll give you my personal email. Feel free to use it anytime.
Okay.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Bye-bye. Like what you just heard? Share it with your family and friends. And thanks for listening.